Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
But just how do you know that? Did you see him personally? Did you touch where the nails were and put your hand in his side? On what basis do you say that he is raised? Well, I'll tell you what your basis is. By testimony. The testimony of the gospel, the witness of the scriptures, the witness of the church down through the ages. It is the witness of the word. That witness was passed down to you from your family, from your church, from your pastors, your friends. It was the word that was on their lips. That is the basis for what you say, that Jesus Christ is raised. It's one of the reasons Mark's gospel is so great. All we get of the resurrection account in Mark's gospel is the word from the young man at the tomb. The young man said to the women, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you in Galilee. There we'll see him, just as he told you, just as he said." And then the women fled in fear and amazement. Now, if you were to go back to your Bibles, and if you looked at this passage, you'll see that between verse 8, where we ended our reading, and 9, this little interesting note occurs. And it'll tell you that the following verses in 9 and following does not actually appear in early manuscripts and early copies of the Gospel of Mark. I'm convinced that the stuff that appears after verse 8 is not originally what Mark had in mind, but they came from someone else who wanted to add on, because I think Mark ends right here with the women in fear and fleeing. The implications are incredible. Not only for who Mark originally was trying to write to and to bring this gospel message to, but the witness for us and what we've received. We only have but a witness and a word to put our trust in. We have Jesus' word to trust in. And that can certainly be frightening and astonishing. But I think that's exactly how Mark sets up his gospel for you. Mark's story ends this way, and our experience goes this way, because our hope in the resurrection only comes to us, not by touch or by sight, but with the witness of the word. And like the women facing the uncertain future, we face our own uncertain futures. But we do not ever need to fear, because the Lord's word, Jesus Christ's word, is trustworthy. It's trustworthy and sure. For that's exactly the way Mark wanted it to be when he gave out his gospel, when he wrote it. Mark is focused on the trustworthiness of Christ's word. If you were to go back and read through the whole thing, you'll see that at every moment, Jesus gives these predictions. He gives these tellings to tell his disciples to go, and they find exactly what he said. If you go back, you see the triumphal entry. Beforehand, Jesus tells his disciples, "Go and you will find a colt tied to a post. Talk to the owner and tell them, I need this colt." And so the disciples go and find exactly what Jesus said and grab the colt and bring it back. And later, for the Passover meal, he tells his disciples, "Go to this house. Go ask the owner. Tell him we need to use the upper room, and you'll go up and find a place prepared for us." And they go and they find exactly what Jesus said. My childish imagination. Imagine the conversation afterward, where the disciples, find these things, and they come back to Jesus, and they're like, and Jesus is like to them, "Well, did you find it? Did you find what I was said and told you?" And the disciples are like, "Yeah, it was just as he said." And then Jesus maybe being like, "Wow, interesting. Just as I said." Even Peter, Jesus tells him that before the rooster crows, you'll deny me 3 times. And then later we find Peter doing exactly what Jesus told him he would do. And I can only imagine Peter in his sorrow, maybe thinking, it was just as he said. Three times in Mark's gospel, three times if you go back and look, Jesus tells his disciples that the Son of Man will be lifted up, killed by the Gentiles, and then on the third day rise. Three times Jesus tells his disciples, and it goes right over their head. But we find here in our reading that Jesus follows through on every word. Mark shows us that Jesus doesn't just make these predictions because he's the Son of God and God can see into the future and all these things. No, Jesus does these things so that the disciples and the readers can see the trustworthiness of his word. You can only imagine the astonishment, even the fear the women had when the disciples fled and they come to the tomb expecting to find someone who is dead. They come with the spices, they come with everything to prepare the burial of this Jesus, because dead people don't rise. But the scene the women happen upon is an empty tomb and a young man who tells them he has risen just as he said. I don't know, but if the guy who claimed to be the king, the Lord of creation, who was killed right in front of you, and you betrayed him, scattered, fled the scene, and he told you three times beforehand that he was going to rise up, and this guy comes back, you'd be scared too, I think. But that's what makes this ending so important for us this Easter Sunday. Because we, who only receive a trusted word, we know how Jesus comes to us in gentleness and kindness to bring you into his rule and reign. And we have his word on it, his trusted word, and we can depend on it, that he will do just as he said. It seems to me that trust is in short supply lately. I'm having a rough time trusting people, and it's only getting worse over the years. Not just personally because of malicious people, no. But it seems you really can't trust anyone anymore. Everyone seems to have their agenda, their hobby horse, their spin on reality, and their morally upright cause. Yet, for me, it's not so much the message that is bothersome to me, but too often it's the trustworthiness of the people behind them. Why should I trust you? And you know how it is. Oftentimes, the credentials and even reason itself doesn't seem to be enough to convince people. No, I think what convinces people lately is not that they or anyone possess some certain level of authority or are incredibly smart or incredibly reasonable and offer you a clear picture of reality. I don't think those things matter to people anymore or are convincing. No, I think people are driven more by fear than trust as of late. And that's a real problem. Maybe that's why we need Mark's gospel today. Mark is writing to people in the early church who are living in fear, who live in persecution by the Roman Empire, and they need to know why this word, the word of Jesus being raised, can be trusted. For they too only have a witness and testimony from others. Mark shows us that this word can be trusted because Jesus follows through on what he says. The word that Jesus speaks does come true. He does follow through, and it is trustworthy. Even when frightening and terrible things are happening, and Jesus' pathway to the cross is a perfect example of that. But Jesus' word is trustworthy. It is trustworthy for you. He has been raised, and he is raised for you. And that's the word that has been passed down to you from your families, through your church, It's a word that is trustworthy because Jesus will follow through on all that he says, and he will follow through and bring you into his kingdom. But now, there's a challenge for us. A challenge for us as Christ's resurrected people, as his brothers and sisters, as people who are involved in that reign and rule, who trust in his word. The challenge for us is, how trustworthy are we to others? Do we put others to the test and hang on to things less trustworthy to prove our point, to stroke our ego, or hold on to our pride? Do we appeal to authority or credentials that, quite frankly, people don't really care about? We are people entrusted with a proven message that Jesus gives to you. How we live tells people how much this word of Jesus can be trusted. The church is in prime position to remove the fear that everyone else around us seems to be caught up in, and to bring back trust to people who are lost to the chaos. Jesus has made his promise to you. You belong to him. That you are raised with him today, and you will be raised as he was on that day. He will stand before you and say, "Rise, my beloved child." And it will happen, just as he said. In the name of Jesus, amen.